with some Vincent Herring, some of that sweet alto saxophone. And now we have in the studio Roger Lynn, who's a staff attorney with Communities for a Better Environment, who just filed a lawsuit today over in San Francisco Superior Court against Chevron. And welcome back to the Morning Mix, Roger.
Thanks for having me, Andres. Good to be here.
So tell us about this lawsuit and what led up to actually filing the lawsuit, why you guys felt it was important.
So CBE filed this morning. CBE filed a lawsuit against the Bay Area Air Quality Management District and Chevron for the district issuing the air permit for the modernization project before the draft environmental impact report for that project was even released.
So that's a violation of the California Environmental Quality Act, right?
CEQA, yes. Basically, an environmental impact report, an easy analogy for folks, is that it's the blueprint of a project. So the Air District already granted the authority to build the project, and not just build the project, but also include operational restrictions on air emissions. They already granted all that before the blueprints were even done.
Wow. And this isn't the first time that the Air District has engaged in this kind of behavior. I mean, recently CBE is also involved in litigation with others around the Kinder Morgan project in Richmond, and it seems to be a pattern going on.
Right. The CBE filed lawsuits with allies against the Kinder Morgan refinery for its crude by rail operations that the Air District just permitted ministerially. And that is really the issue here. The Air District's regulations on what they classify as ministerial activities and not ministerial activities is extremely problematic at this point. I mean, these are two lawsuits against two huge polluters almost within the same month of each other. And ministerial basically means just rubber stamping. No public notice, behind closed doors, you get your permit.
And so, just for full disclosure, I'm the Richmond organizer for Communities for a Better Environment, and so I've been paying attention to this as well. And, you know, many of our neighboring communities up, you know, the folks up in Rodeo and Martinez and Crockett, Pittsburgh, and Benicia are all now watching what's going on, because they're also going to be impacted by the Air District and what it chooses to do about permits. And, you know, the word I'm hearing from these folks is they really don't have a lot of confidence in Jack Broadbent, who is the permitting authority within the agency. The Air District itself, the board is made up of elected officials drawn from the nine Bay Area counties, both city council and board of supervisors members. But it seems like the staff is pulling the wool over their eyes. What's going on over there?
Well, like I said before, you know, it's the real, if we want to use the terms that we've been using lately, the real root cause of this really is the Air District's regulations. How those regulations are implemented are a different question, but the way they're written right now, it's just, there's too much leeway to give these continual ministerial rubber stamping renewals. And what we've seen from the Air District is just really a lack of a preventative approach.
No precautionary principle.
Exactly. The emissions tracking rule, the district's dirty crude rule that it's designing right now, is a perfect example, where it started off with requiring facilities to report their crude quality first, and then the Air District, if there were emissions excess, would do something about it. And the reporting of the crude quality first, I believe the Air District is still questioning whether to have that, but the fact that the Air District is willing to wait for an emissions limit to be blown and then do something about it really highlights the issue.
And, you know, a lot of people are wondering, you know, the Air District is actually assigned the responsibility to look out for the health and safety of the Bay Area region under California Air Resources Board and authorized through the EPA to do this. And yet, if the people can't trust their district staff to protect them, what recourse do they have? I mean, do they go make a fuss with the board members or what?
Going to the board members is definitely the right route to go. our organization, we always regard litigation as a last resort. And in this case, the lawsuit that we filed today against Chevron and the Air District, the Air District is a responsible agency under CEQA, which means that it's not the one that wrote the environmental impact report or not the one charged with producing the environmental impact report, but they are the ones who have to wait until the environmental impact report is final and then use their full authority to mitigate whatever emissions are identified in that environmental impact report.
And what we know from the current draft environmental impact report is that they actually want to enhance their capacity to pollute in the local environment using various mechanisms such as cap and trade and carbon trading to so-called mitigate and achieve what they're calling no net emissions increases, when people in the community really want emission decreases. And what does this lawsuit, what does it attempt to achieve by filing this lawsuit? What will be the end result if you prevail?
The main goal is for the district and Chevron to wait and just do the required process, do the required CEQA process. The district has to wait until the EIR is final and then wait for Chevron to then reapply for its authority to construct the modernization project. If Chevron applies for the project after the EIR is final, then there are two distinct differences, two distinct areas that of harmful pollutant emissions that can be addressed that won't be addressed as is right now. The first is for particulate matter. In 2009, the Air District discovered that the Chevron refinery is currently emitting more than its particulate matter permitted limit. And the second one is greenhouse gases. The EIR that CBE, APEN, West County Toxics, the EIR that we successfully challenged for the hydrogen renewal project showed that this project did not correctly analyze the impact on air emissions of a change in crude quality and subsequently did not analyze or properly have a system to properly mitigate greenhouse gas emissions. In 2011, the Air District was delegated partial authority from EPA to regulate greenhouse gases, but more stricter than the Air District was currently regulating and what they analyzed the hydrogen renewal project under. So the overarching question is, or the answer is yes, if Chevron were to reapply for its permit after the final EIR, there would be differences.
So it sounds like they're actually gaming the system, and, you know, I guess it will only be through discovery and others that you might identify why the Air District would be, you know, serving industry like this, you know, almost like a compliant co-conspirator.
Well, we're sure, though, that Chevron has been in constant contact with the Air District, and I'm sure that's what they will, I'm assuming that's what they'll come back with by saying that, like, the district has been in constant correspondence with Chevron. They know exactly what the project is. But remember who this project proponent is. In 2008, like we just mentioned, APEN, CBE, West County Toxics, we had to sue the city of Richmond because Chevron did not disclose the true purpose of its project to refine a lower quality oil feedstock. That is the character we're dealing with, and that is why CEQA, the environmental impact report, that's why the public process is so important as a check and balance, and we can't just rely on behind the doors negotiations.
So it seems like, obviously, we have to do our democratic responsibility and bird dog the regulatory agencies. And it's unfortunate that, you know, once again, it's sort of like the people who are designed to serve and protect us are the ones who are actually facilitating the injuries to the community.
Right. And then, like I said, the ministerial rubber stamping regulations, I mean, a lot of the district's regulations need a significant overhaul in order to maintain compliance with the Federal Clean Air Act, but if we start with the ministerial designation and why that is incorrect and why that is not working to properly protect public health in the community, that's a great start.
Yeah. Well, Roger Lynn, staff attorney for Communities for a Better Environment, thanks once again for being on the Morning Mix, this time the Morning Mix in the Afternoon in Exile. And I guess we'll have more in this story as it evolves and you get a court date. So thanks once again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right.